Just last week, about 4,000 people showed up at Ingalls Field, high above Hot Springs, to look at cars that were standing still and planes flying at high speeds and doing heart-stopping stunts. This weekend, Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th, Wanna-Go Fast Virginia will draw another crowd to the airport to see modified cars setting records and winning prizes. Allegheny Mountain Radio spoke with Blake Hutchinson, owner and operator, about the event.
How have you felt like the event has changed and evolved in 3 years?
You know, it's been a good event. Last year, unfortunately, we had some weather, so it's kind of hard to say at this point what the third year will be. Our registration has done pretty well. We're doing more events this year.
Wanna-Go Fast has grown to include Charlotte, North Carolina, and a second Florida location. Blake described how the drivers and car classes work.
You know, I think we have 7 different classes for the sponsors and the same for the privateers. And then we have some overall awards. Overall award for the fastest American car, and then the overall for the fastest, exotic or import car.
I asked if there were anything special or unique spectators should keep an eye out for.
We've got the fastest rear-wheel drive car in the world. It's a Dodge Viper, and it just did 234 at our Charlotte event back in May. And he is, looking to obviously better that speed. So, we might see the 240-mile-an-hour number. That's certainly possible. And then we've got, probably a handful of other cars that should easily break 200. So I think the track record in Virginia, I want to say, is like either high 220s or 232 or something like that. So I expect that we're going to break that. And then we've got a couple famous YouTubers that have channels about automotive things that are coming out to race, which should be great exposure for not only Wanna-Go Fast, but the Hot Springs area.
The easy and more thrifty way to get a ticket for Wanna-Go Fast Virginia is online.
It's $20 for one day, $35 for the weekend. If you opt to buy it in person, then it's $5 extra, so it's $25 and $40. And then kids are $10 per day, and then at the gate they're $15. So we encourage people to buy them beforehand, save a little bit of money, and it makes the line move faster because we just scan their ticket and then they just put a wristband on.
And that's at wannagofast.com?
Yep, that's where they can go. We don't have grandstands, so if you want to bring your own chairs, you can bring it like a little 10x10 tent. You can bring drinks like water, but you can't bring any outside food. So, but we'll have plenty of more food than you can think of on site to purchase.
Again, that's wannagofast.com for spectators as well as racers. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.